This time of year brings with it certain elements and challenges. Usually the weather is what most people think about, especially this time of year. However, it's also the time, yep, for the flu bug to come out of hibernation, which this year looks like it may do very strong and loud, according to the first stats from the CDC, at least so far. Our first guest today is here to talk about the flu, how to prevent it, precautions to take so you do not catch it, what to do if you do get it. He is the chair of emergency services at St. Peter's University Hospital, Dr. Borislav Stoev. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And stpetershcs.com, and you spell out Saint. And, of course, we have the link over to our website to find out the various services at St. Peter's University Hospital. So, as I mentioned, the CDC is starting to churn out the flu stat numbers. How much in the bullseye is New Jersey so far this year?
Well, it's according to the latest data that I have looked at, which is usually lags about a week to 2 weeks behind the current date, the northeast section of New Jersey is what is where currently the flu is hitting, and the numbers are starting to get into the hundreds as far as the number of cases. And so it looks like it's moving towards the central area and the southern area. So eventually, probably in the next month or so, we'll take over the whole state. So people should be on the lookout. It is definitely here.
I was looking at the map, the color coding has New Jersey, actually the region, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Connecticut, as widespread, as well as Alaska, by the way, which I guess dispels the myth that cold weather doesn't kill every germ, since Alaska is also in the widespread region, too. With I was thinking back, was it 2010 or 2012, I think it was, where the Northeast was hit with a heavy flu bug to the point where, you know, personally speaking, I never get sick. And even that year, I got the flu, which I guess shows how bad the bug was. Are we approaching at least this stage of the game levels along those lines that we saw in the recent past?
So currently, the answer is no. But the numbers, it's widespread. That means there's cases in a lot of the counties. There's still a couple counties that actually have zero cases reported. Somerset, I believe, is one county that still there's no cases there. But as far as the amount of the number of patients, we're not there at that level of a few years ago that you recall. However, the weather has been unusually warm. And when the weather gets cold again is when people get inside and they get together in close spaces. And that's how that's what the flu thrives on and spreads very quickly. And that's how an outbreak will occur.
And add to that fun that you always get the so-called tough person who wants to tough it out and show up at work or school or wherever when they're sick, and that doesn't help the cause either.
Correct. So the best way of preventing the flu is really it's a daily prevention process. So you wash hands, you stay away from people that are sick, or if you are sick, then you stay away from people that are not sick. So you stay at home from work or school. And this is the process that will reduce transmission of the illness.
So with Dr. Borislav Stoev, who is the chair of the emergency services at St. Peter's University Hospital at stpetershcs.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So obviously the best defense is a good offense, and in this case it's the flu shot, which really, doctor, no one has an excuse not to get a flu shot because it's not just strictly at a doctor's office. Now you can find it literally in department stores with the pharmaceutical departments, local CVSs, for example, and Rite Aids. I mean, the flu shot can't be any more accessible than it is right now, can it?
Correct. The flu vaccination is recommended for anybody older than 6 months old. And most people, there's very few contraindications to not getting the flu shot. There's some allergies that people could have, but even those, the CDC recommends still getting the vaccination, maybe under a physician's observation, if you do have allergies to eggs. So the flu vaccination is very accessible. It is very well tolerated, very few side effects, and is the only way to prevent or to help if you do get the flu. This year, the good news is that the strains that were selected to be placed in the flu vaccination by this government were actually the strains, are actually the strains that we see currently in activity in the state. The one strain is H3N2. It's the Hong Kong virus, and that is in the vaccine. So if you did get the vaccine, this is good news. If you didn't get it, you still have time to do that. So I urge everyone that has not received the vaccine to still go out and get vaccinated.
Every person has different reactions because every person's body chemistry is what it is, and there's all these variables. But is there a difference in a potential reaction for someone who has gotten a flu shot on a regular basis versus someone who has not?
No evidence that there's any difference if you received a flu shot before or if you have never had it. Actually, if you have never had the flu shot, CDC recommends receiving sometimes two vaccinations apart of each other in the same year to kind of boost the response of the immune system better than if you've received it every year, then you only need one vaccination.
People nevertheless do procrastinate. If someone gets hit with the flu, is it too late for the flu shot, or is there still some benefit?
If you if you do have the flu, if you get diagnosed with that, there would be no use of receiving the vaccination at that time. But that's only if the illness you have is confirmed to be the flu. Some other viruses could cause flu-like symptoms, so you do need to get tested if that's what the diagnosis is. But if you are sick, the best thing to do is treat the symptoms. So if you have a fever, take antipyretics such as Tylenol or ibuprofen for your fever. Stay hydrated. If you work or go to school, then stay away from that. Usually you are very contagious during the symptoms, when you're coughing and having the congestion, and even up to several days after your symptoms improve. There are some medications that are available for treatment, and those are antivirals. However, they are really recommended only for people at high risk for complications from the flu, such as developing pneumonia. So patients with diabetes, patients that undergo cancer treatment, pregnant women or very young children are probably the ones that should be receiving this medication.
So if you're in the need or you want to just blast through the flu and get it out as fast as possible, there's really no difference versus there's no extra benefit with over-the-counter versus going to the doctor for something heavy duty.
So I'm not clear exactly what you mean.
If you wanted to get the flu out of you as fast as possible, it's not that much of a difference going to the doctor for something more intense versus getting what's available over the counter.
Well, some of the antivirals, they really don't cure the illness, but they do help shorten the duration. So instead of being sick for 7 days, you may be sick for about 5 days. So that would be one benefit of receiving a prescription. However, you will still be sick for 5 days.
Yeah.
So really treating the symptoms is probably the best way to look at that. So if you feel better with taking medication for fever and medication for congestion, that's what you really want, and you'll be happy with that result.
One of the symptoms we're having over time with Dr. Borislav Stoyev from St. Peter's University Hospital, where he's the chair of emergency services. One of the debates always is with the flu. Obviously, the nose comes into play, the nasal drip, and blowing your nose, whatever the case may be. Which is more sanitary, handkerchief or tissues?
Well, tissues are obviously very easily accessible and disposable, and they can go straight into the trash. So probably an easier way to think about it is using tissues. However, if a handkerchief is something that you fancy and it's something that you enjoy, you can certainly use that. However, you have to clean that pretty often or change it to a new handkerchief.
Yeah, or carry a full pack. You usually come in like a pack of a dozen. Take a whole dozen with you.
Correct. Yes.
some of the sinus responses to flu. It's sort of like you're going to blast through a handkerchief before you get into the car in the morning. But be as it may, obviously the first and best thing you could do is get your flu shot. And you can find a flu shot accessible but through your doctor if you want to get double-checked to make sure that everything is okay, especially if you haven't had a flu shot for a while. or you can go through many of the retail outlets, strangely enough, and you've seen them, no doubt, in your travels day to day. Learn more about the medical services at St. Peter's University Hospital. It's stpetershcs.com. He is their chairman of emergency services, Dr. Borislav Storf. Thank you so much for being here today, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, and everyone, stay warm and healthy.